I hear the school bell. That's the school bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School. It's a school you can attend wherever you can listen to the radio. But you might pretend that you're running now to try to get to class before it's too late and to reach under your desk and to pull out your school book, which in this school is the Bible. And you're opening your Bible. You need to do that and open your Bible to Esther chapter 8. And in just a moment, we're going to read Esther chapter 8 and verse 9. Now, I want you to note this. This is a little bit of Bible trivia. Esther chapter 8, verse 9 is the longest verse in the Bible. And so I think that's kind of interesting. We'll read that in just a moment as we continue our story of the book of Esther. And what we've read in this book is about two men that had plotted evil against the king Ahasuerus. But the plot was found out by Mordecai. He told Esther. She told the king. He had people look into it. And it was found to be true. And those two men were put to death. And then we read about this wicked Haman. And Haman wanted Mordecai put to death. He had built a gallows for Mordecai to hang him. And the very day that he went, that very morning, he went in to ask the king if he could hang Mordecai. The king asked Haman what would be done to the man whom the king would delight to honor. And Haman told him about parading him through the streets. And the king, knowing that Mordecai had saved his life, told Haman, "We'll do so to Mordecai." And so Haman, instead of hanging Mordecai, had to parade him through the streets and to say, "This shall be done to the man whom the king delighteth to honor." And that evening at the supper table, Esther told the king Ahasuerus in the presence of Haman what Haman had plotted, and it made the king so mad that he told his servants to hang Haman on the gallows made for Mordecai. So the two men that plotted evil against the king were put to death. That's number one. And then the Haman that plotted evil against Mordecai was put to death by the very means he'd planned to put Mordecai to death. And so that's number two. And we're going to begin reading about number three this time, is the enemies of the Jews that had planned to put the Jews to death were themselves put to death. Now let's begin reading this story. We left off in Esther chapter 8 and verse 9. And here we are with the longest verse in the Bible. It starts this way. Then were the king's scribes called at that time, in the third month, which is the month of Sivan, on the 23rd day thereof, and it was written according to all that Mordecai commanded unto the Jews, and to the satraps, and to the governors and princes of the provinces which are from India unto Ethiopia, 127 provinces, unto every province according to the writing thereof, and unto every people after their language, and to the Jews according to their writing, and according to their language. That's the verse. You can't hardly say that in one breath. But now let's continue. Esther chapter 8 and verse 10. And he wrote in the name of King Ahasuerus, and sealed it with the king's ring, and sent letters by post, on horseback, riding upon swift steeds that were used in the king's service, bred of the stud, wherein the king granted the Jews that were in every city to gather themselves together, and to stand for their life, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all the power of the people in the province that would assault them, their little ones and women, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. Upon one day, in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, namely, upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, a copy of the writing, that the decree should be given out in every province was published unto all the peoples, and that the Jews should be ready against that day to avenge themselves on their enemies. So the post rode upon swift steeds that were used in the king's service, and went out, being hastened and pressed by the king's commandment. And the decree was given out in Shushan the palace. And Mordecai went forth from the presence of the king in royal apparel of blue and white, and with a great crown of gold, and with a robe of fine linen and purple. And the city of Shushan shouted and was glad. Then the Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor, and in every province and in every city, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had gladness and joy and a feast and a good day. And many people from the peoples of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews was fallen upon them. That's the end of Esther chapter 8. Let's begin reading now. Esther chapter 9 and verse 1. Now in the 12th month, that is the month Adar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put into execution on the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have rule over them, whereas it was turned to the contrary that the Jews had rule over them that hated them, the Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of King Ahasuerus to lay hand on such as sought their hurt, and no man could withstand them, for the fear of them was fallen upon all the peoples, and all the princes of the provinces, and the satraps, and the governors, and they that did the king's business helped the Jews, because the fear of Mordecai was fallen upon them. For Mordecai was great in the king's house, and his fame went forth throughout all the provinces. For the man, Mordecai, waxed greater and greater. And the Jews smote all their enemies with the stroke of the sword, and with the slaughter, and with destruction, and did what they would unto them that hated them. And in Shushan the palace the Jews slew and destroyed 500 men. And Parshendatha, and Dalphon, and Aspatha, and Porathon, and Adala, and Aradatha, and Parmashatha, and Arisia, and Aradiah, and Visathon, the 10 sons of Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Jews' enemy, slew they. But on the spoil they laid not their hand. On that day the number of those that were slain in Shushan the palace was brought before the king. And the king said unto Esther the queen, the Jews have slain and destroyed 500 men in Shushan the palace, and the 10 sons of Haman. What then have they done to the rest of the king's provinces? Now what is thy petition, and it shall be granted thee, or what is thy request further, and it shall be done? Then said Esther, if it please the king, let it be granted to the Jews that are in Shushan to do so tomorrow according unto this day's decree, and let Haman's 10 sons be hanged upon the gallows. And the king commanded it so to be done, that a decree was given out in Shushan, and they hanged Haman's 10 sons. And the Jews that were in Shushan gathered themselves together on the 14th day also of the month Adar, and slew 300 men in Shushan. But on the spoil they laid not their hand. And the other Jews that were in the king's provinces gathered themselves together and stood for their lives, and had rest from their enemies, and slew of them that hated them 75,000. But on the spoil they laid not their hand. This was done on the 13th day of the month Adar. And on the 14th day of the same rested and made it a day of feasting and gladness. But the Jews that were in Shushan assembled together on the 13th day thereof, and on the 14th thereof, and on the 15th of the same they rested, and made it a day of feasting and gladness. Therefore do the Jews of the villages that dwell in the unwalled towns make the 14th day of the month Adar a day of gladness and feasting and a good day in the Sunday portions, one to another. And Mordecai wrote these things and sent letters unto all the Jews that were in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, both nigh and far, to enjoin them that they should keep the 14th day of the month Adar and the 15th day of the same yearly, as the days wherein the Jews had rest from their enemies. And the month was turned unto them from sorrow to gladness, and from mourning into a good day, that they should make them days of feasting and gladness, and of sending portions one to another, and gifts to the poor. And the Jews undertook to do as they had begun, and as Mordecai had written unto them, because Haman the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the enemy of all the Jews, had plotted against the Jews to destroy them, and had cast Pur, that is, the lot, to consume them and to destroy them. But when the matter came before the king, he commanded by letters that his wicked device, which he had devised against the Jews, should return upon his own head, and that he and his sons should be hanged upon the gallows. Wherefore they called the name of these days Purim, after the name of Pur. Therefore, because all of the words of this letter and the things that they had seen concerning this matter and that which had come unto them, the Jews ordained and took upon them and upon their seed and upon all as such as joined themselves unto them, that it should not fail, that they would keep for 2 days, according to the writing thereof, and according to the appointed time thereof, every year, and that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city, and that these days of Purim should not fail from among the Jews, nor among the remembrance of them that perished from their seed. Then Esther the queen and the daughter of Abihail and Mordecai the Jew wrote with all authority to confirm the second letter of Purim. And he sent letters to all the Jews to the 127 provinces of the kingdom of Ahasuerus with words of peace and truth to confirm these days of Purim and their appointed times according as Mordecai the Jew and Esther the queen had enjoined them and as they had ordained for themselves and for their seed in the matter and fastings of their cry. And the commandment of Esther confirmed that these matters of Purim, and it was written in the book. That's the end of Esther chapter 9. Let me read Esther chapter 10. It is only these 3 verses. And it says this. This will conclude the book of Esther. Esther 10 verses 1, 2, and 3. And the king Ahasuerus laid a tribute upon the land, and upon the isles of the sea, and upon the acts of his power, and of his might, and of the full account of the greatness of Mordecai, whereunto the king advanced him. Are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Media and Persia? For Mordecai the Jew was next unto king Ahasuerus, and great among the Jews, and accepted of the multitude of his brethren, seeking the good of his people, and speaking peace to all his seed. Well, that's all of Esther chapter 10. I think it's interesting that if you take out the book of Psalms, which really are not divided into chapters, but simply individual psalms, and you look simply at the chapters of the Bible, that the shortest chapter in the Bible is the last chapter of the book of Esther, Esther chapter 10. It's a chapter of only 3 verses. And yet the longest verse in the Bible is also in the book of Esther, Esther chapter 8 and verse 9. Those little pieces of Bible trivia are interesting to me. And we have done what our Sunday school teacher wanted us to do when he said, read the entirety of the book of Esther. And so when we come back to class, at the next class, we're going to zero in on a part of this story in Esther chapter 4 and study Elam's notes on that and see how through the providence of God he was able to save his people from the wicked Haman by a little orphan girl that had become the queen of Persia. Well, that's all we have time for now. So make sure to listen for that school bell, and then you get back to class. You may now be dismissed.